Hey folks, dive into an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Here, we sit down to the real, raw essence of navigating this roller coaster called life. Sherry leads at the helm, guiding you through the stories, insights, and a whole lot of heart. This spot, it's where we embrace the mess, the beauty, and everything in between. From personal growth to self-love, we're getting into it all with a side of laughs. So grab something cozy and let's jump in. Welcome to your new favorite hangout for life's unscripted adventures.
Hey, welcome back to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, the place where we embrace the beauty and the chaos of everyday life. I'm Sherry Lead, your guide through the ups and downs, the laughs, the tears, and everything in between. Let's dive into the heart of what makes us all beautifully human. Are you ready? Because I sure am. Okay, let's roll. All right, today we're tackling a biggie, family happiness. This is part two of our five-part series in creating a happiness blueprint. So, talking about family happiness, but not the holiday card kind. Oh no, we're diving into the real, raw, and sometimes messy truth of what it means to foster joy within those family dynamics that might, well, need a bit of a tune-up. Remember, it's the bumps along the road that teach us how to steer. So we're not aiming to be, let's say, the family on the front of a cereal box. Instead, we're getting down and dirty into the nitty-gritty of real life, where not everything is picture perfect, and that is more than okay. So this week, as I was thinking about today's topic, I started to realize how complex and vast this topic of family dynamics is. And so I decided that the most useful thing I could do is to cover a small portion of family dynamics and offer you a few practical tools that you can use. So this week, we won't be diving into the complexities of parenting. Instead, we're going to focus on finding happiness when dealing with that difficult family member. And notice I specifically said that difficult family member. Chances are you probably have more than one, but for today's focus, I want you to think about just that one family member, you know, the one who grinds your gears. Okay, got somebody in mind? Hold that thought.
Hold up, team. Quick heart to heart. Loving what you're hearing? Hit that subscribe button. It's a small click for you, but a giant leap for our community. Feeling extra awesome? A review would be stellar. It's how we spread the love, reaching more ears, and keep this conversation going. Big thanks for making this space even more special. Now let's roll back into the goodness of today's chat.
Back with me? Good. Now, that family member that I asked you to picture before the break might be stirring up all sorts of feelings. But here is where we start to turn that ship around. Remember last week when we talked about self-worth, self-worth being the foundation of happiness? Well, that's your golden ticket to navigating this whole family funhouse with a bit more grace and a lot less stumbling. Let me share a little something from my playbook. There was a time when every time I'd see a certain family member, I'd revert back to being, well, basically teenage me. You know, that one who wasn't very self-confident, who had a lot of resentment and anger, the one who was just waiting to be criticized and ready to jump, very affected by my family members' words and judgment. And it took me a minute. Well, okay, maybe a little bit more than a minute, but it took me a minute to realize I was stepping back into an old, uncomfortable pair of shoes each time I walked through that door. It was like time travel. And the moment I was able to detach from that situation and look at it as if I was an audience member watching a TV show, things began to shift. Suddenly, I realized, hey, I'm not teenage Sherry anymore. I'm grown up. with a whole backpack of experiences and insights that I didn't have back then. I was somebody who knew my self-worth. So here's the deal. You're not the kid you once were. Those old roles, they don't fit anymore. It's time to tailor your self-perception to the person you are today. Not who you were when you had to sit at the kids' table. Not who you were when you were that angry teenager. Not who you were when you were that insecure young adult. Okay? Let's walk through some practical tips now for adding a bit of sweetness to those sometimes sour family relations. Tip number one. Remember we talked about mantras last week? I am the prize. Before you dive into the family fray, whatever it is, a dinner, a phone call, remind yourself of your worth. You are the prize. This isn't about ego. It's about acknowledging your value. Number two, strip away titles. This is one of my favorite tools, and it's a game changer. See that family member not as mom or dad or Uncle Joe, but as a person without the expectations that those labels bring, a person with their own set of struggles. And by doing this, this will give you so much more grace. It takes away a lot of that feeling of anger and disappointment. I'm not saying it wipes it out completely, and I'm not suggesting that all of a sudden you're going to be, you know, warm and fuzzy with this person and have this great relationship because this label is gone. That's not what I'm saying at all. But the goal here is to get towards happiness. And getting towards happiness means that you have to let go of some of that anger. You have to let go of some of that disappointment. You have to let go of some of that bitterness. And trust me, this is a game changer when you're able to take away the titles and the expectations that those titles bring. That will help you to take that step towards happiness in that relationship. Or at least happiness for yourself. Number three, make it a game. Expect Aunt Martha to comment on your career choices within the first 10 minutes, right? Or say something offensive. Hey, it happens all the time. You know what you could do? Turn these predictable moments into a personal game, and it can transform dread and anxiety into fun anticipation. Seriously, it's your own private joke. And if you have a family member, maybe a spouse or partner, who is in on the dynamics, these difficult family dynamics with that family member, well, you can even wager a fun bet with them. Like maybe I'll bet you a home-cooked meal that Aunt Martha is going to insult me within an hour of arrival. How much time do you think it'll take? Something like that. Make it fun. Take control of the situation. You can't take control over what she's going to say, but you can take control over your reaction. You could decide to make it fun. Number four. Boundaries. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. If you're in my age range, you might remember the Brady Bunch, Marsha. Okay, well, this is boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. If you dread hosting because Uncle Joe treats your home like a frat house, it's okay to say no. Setting boundaries, remember, is about respecting yourself enough to choose peace over chaos. Setting boundaries is because you know your self-worth. Number five, trust your gut. Your body knows. If a relationship feels more toxic than beneficial, it's okay to take a step back. Life is too precious to spend in constant turmoil. As we wrap up today's journey, remember the path to family happiness is as unique as you are. There's beauty in the imperfection, lessons in the challenges, and joy to be found in even the most complicated relationships. You can find a little bit more happiness in every relationship when you take control of it and know your self-worth. Remember, you're no longer that little kid. You're not the same person you were back in the day when things got rocky in that relationship. You can change your experience. I'm Sherry Lead, reminding you to laugh loudly, love fiercely, and never forget that in this beautifully imperfect life, you're the author of your own story. Write it with courage, sprinkle it with laughter, and remember, you're not alone in this wild ride. Okay, catch you next time on An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Keep living your truth one unscripted moment at a time. Take care.
And that's a wrap on today's journey with An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Massive thanks to Sherry Lead for dropping wisdom, sharing laughs, and keeping it 100% real. Remember, it's those imperfectly imperfect moments that truly define us. Excited for more? Stay tuned by hitting subscribe and sharing your thoughts with a review. Inspired to dive deeper? Sherry's here to light the way. Check out AnImperfectlyPerfectLife.com for a chat with her. Keep rocking those imperfections with pride, folks. Until next time, keep writing your story with guts, love, and a bit of daring. Catch you on the next episode.